For tribes throughout the nation, protecting access to culturally important foods is a top priority. The Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation in Oregon say their First Foods policy drives most of the land management decisions they make. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
Every time Jeremy Wolf heads out into the woods, it's an opportunity, more than just spending time in nature.
It's for us just being Indian, just doing the things that we have been taught over the years. It's being out here and telling the land, right? Telling the land who we are.
He and his two daughters, all members of the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Indian Reservation, head to the Rainwater Wildlife Area, just outside Dayton, Washington. They're collecting small, fluffy fir boughs.
Anytime I go up in the hills, we try to gather these because we sweat all year long. These will last in the sweat house maybe a month.
This area they're gathering in is owned by the tribes.
Girls, I think we've taken enough off of this tree.
It's one of four off-reservation sites. This one's called Rainwater. It was purchased back in 1998 with mitigation funds from Bonneville Power Administration. Andrew Wildbill is the Wildlife Program Manager for the tribe's Natural Resources Department.
Our traditional foods, our first foods, are vital to our culture from our first breath to our last.
Wildbill says settlers force tribes off prime agricultural land.
With climate change, acquiring properties like Rainwater is going to give us an opportunity in the future to manage these stands appropriately for climate adaptation.
At Rainwater, that includes a lot of deer and elk hunting and root and berry gathering. Land managers say they've seen more ungulates migrate through the area as the tribe has improved habitat by thinning forests and prescribed burning.
So we're entering the southern part of the wildlife area.
These 11,000 acres act as a continuous corridor for deer and elk, says Jerry Medell, who helps manage the property.
If the tribes wouldn't have bought it, it would have been turned into a series of two-acre ranchettes all throughout this.
Tribal hunter Jesse Bronson has hunted the Rainwater lands for around 20 years.
You can literally be up there for a week and not cover it all. And the best part is just all the diversity in the land.
He says he hopes his kids will one day carry on the tradition. It's a feeling Jeremy Wolf knows well. Back in Mission, Oregon, where he lives, he and his son Aiden prepare medicine bags of couch that Jeremy collected at secret spots. The two sit inside their family's sweat lodge.
So we're now here in our sweat lodge, or as we call him, the old man. This is like our church.
Jeremy's son, Aiden Wolf, is a sophomore at Whitman College.
We'll be in our 40s, and we're afraid that we won't interpret it how our parents and our grandparents did. We start feeling bad, like, oh no, I think I blinked off when he was telling me about that or something.
Inside, Aiden's sisters, his mother, and his grandmother clean huckleberries and choke cherries they recently picked.
Big old huckleberry.
Just rinse them.
Even though they have the right to gather in traditional and accustomed places.
Huckleberries are very delicate.
Althea Wolf says it's not always that simple. So it's nice to have a place like Rainwater.
So it can be a place for those first foods to thrive, whether it's plants or animals, pollinators, everything has to come back.
All right, now we just have to can them.
I'm Courtney Flatt.